joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in funny car, Jack Beckman. 3.860 seconds at 332.84 miles per hour. Jack, you guys ended the season with two number one qualifying positions, starting back off currently number one. You know, is this kind of a carryover from last year into this year, or new year, new tune-up? Just kind of where are you guys right now?
So I was interviewed a couple times in the off season, and I was tooting our horn in that we weren't going to make any wholesale changes to the tune-up, and I felt super confident unloading the car because we had put the six disc in last year, paid our dues with it, got a good running car. We show up at Phoenix preseason testing, and we go 0 for 7 the first 3 days. We had to put three new clutch discs in. We had enough of last year's clutch pack to get us through three races, but it didn't make sense to tune around the new 40-degree headers and then have to change the clutch disc. We figured, let's take an extra day at preseason testing. So we stayed there Sunday. The guys worked through the Super Bowl to make sure that we had a good car. So I think this is the payoff for them for that extra day's work in Phoenix.
Bobby.
Man, it's like, seriously? Did somebody die in here?
No, we're just stunned by your answer.
Did you guys run out of beer?
Yeah.
Denzi, come up with something. Even Jacob's locked up here.
It seems like you stepped up really well from that first run to the second run. Did you guys change anything going from the first session to the second session?
So I went back into the crew chief lounge after the first run, and I went, meh. Yeah, I mean, it was 396s. It was okay, but we were actually the second quickest car in the left lane. And that and $5 gets you the medium, right, for a coffee there. But the nice thing is with that data, they gave it a little more of everything. We had a pretty good 60-foot first run. Everything from 60-foot to half-track was just softer than it needed to be. And I think it's a byproduct of Phoenix. I think we were a little gun-shy leaving there after missing on the first seven runs. But the nice thing unloading with the full run, even if it's not the greatest run, it's good data to lean on for the next one. It all depends on cloud cover for tomorrow. I mean, you have to assume that the track prep is going to be excellent like today. The track temperature is going to dictate what we can throw at it. If there's any sort of clouds, our run won't hold. Dragsters will run before us tomorrow, so we'll have more time to watch more nitro runs tomorrow, which sometimes is more time to outguess yourself up there. But I think if used properly, you probably can't have too much data. So running after the dragsters probably isn't a bad thing for us tomorrow.
Have you been able to feel the differences in the header angles each time that they've changed?
I can't. I think with caps, you could tilt the headers a degree and a half, and he'll tell you what they are before he gets out of the car at the top end. I think, and the crew chief seem to share my opinion, that it's just about a wash. Yes, we tip them up 8 degrees, but we also widen them 4 inches to get that bend coming back closer to the car so they're not pointed away from the body so much, wasting energy. So I think at the end of the day it might be about a wash versus the headers we left here last year at the finals with.
After testing, this is like a big sigh of relief to be able to get into the car and race for the field.
Only after we made it to the finish line the first run. Because we went out there, we made 13 runs in testing. And then if you come up here and the car throws up on the starting line right away, it's like, why did we just go do all that testing? I used to hate the saying, it is what it is. Because I know if you work hard and you try hard and you apply physics, but sometimes it is what it is. If you unload with a good run or a great run, you go, okay, there's our starting point, let's tune off it. If you unload with a horrible run, you say, we need to fix that. You don't get a time machine to go back in time. So to come out here and unload with a full pass the first run and have Neil and Guido and John make brilliant tuning adjustments to go to number one on the second run, that's what's gratifying to me, because the crew works just as hard whether we smoke the tires or go number one. But I'll tell you this, from the starting line, I guarantee you they were pretty elated with that pass. So at the end of the day, that time slip means the world to that group of 10 guys working on the Infinite Hero car.
So tomorrow the weather conditions may change, but everybody is going to contend with basically the same weather conditions. I mean, they get a little warmer.
Yeah, it's all relative to what the track will allow you to run.
But does this boost your confidence now, thinking we got a shot at a really good start to the year?
Well, we're qualified. I mean, honest to God, even if you're driving the favored car there, to get that run out of the way early where you know, okay, we're qualified. Like if the clouds opened up or somebody stole all our clutch discs, we're still qualified. We're qualified extremely well. That actually gives us the ability to swing a little harder tomorrow. We can now maybe get a little edgier than we normally would have, and I like being in that position because if we push too hard and smoke the tires, now we know where that limit is. And then the new Terry Chase.